Dad Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, on today's episode, we have a pre-recorded interview on location at Champlain Heights Community Center in Vancouver with Abby Greenbull, a rhythm facilitator. And we also have a segment from John in the House, What Is On, talking about events that are happening around town. Then we'll be live on air with Anton Seth. All right, let's start the show off with Janelle Reed. Here's Liberate on CJSF.
On CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
So
Hey there, my name is Abby Green Bull. I am a facilitator of joy through rhythm, dance, laughter, and song. Particularly rhythm. I'm a rhythm facilitator, so I get people together drumming and playing percussion together and creating music.
And how did you get inspired to do music?
Well, I've always been a musician. I started out as a dancer. I played piano when I was young. And how it came about with the drums is that I was dancing African dance and one day was just tired dancing and sat down with the drummers and went, hey, this is rocking. This is fun. So I got into that, went to the rhythm festival and learned how to become a rhythm facilitator.
And there's a rhythm festival in Vancouver?
It's actually in Seattle. It's going to be April 25th this year in Seattle on that weekend. So come on down and join. It's free for everybody that goes, and all kinds of people displaying drumming, different kinds of dancing, everything rhythm.
Oh, fantastic. Now I'm noticing your amazing earrings. Yes. And your jewelry. Where did you get those?
Well, this is made by me.
Wow.
Yes. I make stuff like this. This is made from beads that I picked while I was in Guyana. These, we call them in Guyana buck beads. Mm-hmm. They grows wild in the grass, and I used to pick this when I was a little kid.
Aww.
Went back and picked my beads and put my stuff together, and the shells also from Guyana, another artist that's in Guyana. Guyana's where I'm from.
What inspired you to come to Vancouver?
I married someone.
Okay.
So I moved to Vancouver from New York. And this was like a little village when I got here. It's a lot different, but you know what? A beautiful place, especially if you're an active person. The skiing, the water, it's absolutely phenomenal. So I love it here.
Yes, and we are here at Champlain Heights Community Center. Yes. So how can people get involved in the drum circle?
Okay, so what this class is all about is learning to listen to each other, to play together, to create music. So it's not quite like the drum circle that you get at Third Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that, you know, people do go there, but they tend to play and then they're not listening to each other. So there's not that connection between people, and that's what I try to get people to do, basically listen to each other, have a conversation. And then that way the music that you make is way more meaningful and way more drive and way more intentional. And I get all sorts of different reviews. Like, people could come in and just say, I feel so calm. And some people can feel really, really excited, and some people feel really inspired. I track it, and it's all over the board, but usually a feeling of better. Sometimes it's sleepy, you know, because it's really an active meditation. Yoga class, at the end of the class, you sit down and you relax and you're like this. And I would always be the one that's falling asleep. In here, you have to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, really active and challenging for all levels. Whether you're an experienced drummer, there's a way to challenge you. And for the people that are the novices, they still feel a part of things.
All right. And we have a mutual friend, Amy. How do you know her?
Oh, yes. Well, Amy and I met at, it was an audition that the two of us were doing. It was just great that I, you know, just happened to mention something and we sparked off a conversation. So it was really great.
Have you been in anything?
I've been in a commercial, like,
yes.
not an acting commercial, just one where, you know, you see this kind of thing. And I've only had one. So that was just going out for an audition. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
trying to see the truth, but they say their love is blind. Waiting to find you, but all I do is run and hide. But when I think of you, I finally become alive. A lot of pain in the things I've said, but you never really care, so I sing instead. But in time, we find these are the gifts you get. When the caterpillar rises, the wings will spread. Now I'm free to be a queen and explore my truth. The more I love, the more I do. But I was, ignore my views. A new self is born, transformed and grew. The shores I knew was a hidden passage. Young and free, I was different back then. Here in the future, I'm living and laughing. I'm ready to fly, I know my spirit is magic.
Are you a mystery? Forever unknown. Just wanna live free. Just wanna come home. Hoping you give me something to touch on. Before my time is almost done, I've been looking at the sun. Ready to fly up, up in the sky to get those hallelujah vibes. Cause deep inside, I get those hallelujah vibes.
And that was Hallelulu by Haley Wallace. Next up, we have a segment from John in the House after this show promo by Charlotte Sister C. Just so you know, she's the place to be.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi, and I welcome Anton Seth in the interview with DJ Mehdi. John the House's weekly What Is On in Vancouver's entertainment music scene this week from Thursday, April the 17th through to the 24th. Well, let's look at my calendar first to see what's up on Saturday, April the 19th at the Wolf out in Maple Ridge. We have Slave in Heaven, Utility Providers, Blacktop Social with special guest Evan Wade. $20 at the door. The doors open at 8 p.m. The music starts at 8:15 p.m. Also on this night, Saturday, April the 19th, down at the Roxy Cabaret, we have The Time We Died. Go check them out. They're a very good, awesome, young rock and roll band that they're one of my favorites out there. Okay, let's see what's on Facebook event this week. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Chilliwack. Farewell to Friends Tour Vancouver. It is sold out at the Vogue Theater. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Larkin Poe with guest Parker Millsap at the Commodore Ballroom. Next Thursday, April the 24th at 8 p.m., Honey Bear, Marcus Trummer, and Mercy Walker at The Pearl. The Pearl is on Granville Street. Monday, April the 21st at 7 p.m., G-Eazy Helium Tour at the Vogue Theater. This Saturday at 10:30 p.m., Castles in Paris, Peep and $B Appreciation Night at the Biltmore Cabaret. Wednesday, April the 23rd at 7 p.m., Cloud Nothings with Slow Fiction and Generation Suicida, the Rickshaw Theater. This Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Actors with guests MOAA, Decombe, and DJ Evelyn 13 at the Rickshaw Theater. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., Coco Montoya with Robert Connolly are at the Rickshaw Theater. Today, Thursday, April the 17th at 9:30 p.m., Ground Up featuring Ada Ferguson at the number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 7 p.m., Butcher Brown, Letters from the Atlantic at the Biltmore Cabaret. Now, let's see what's playing at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret this week. Friday, April the 18th, Lily Dippers, Flint and Smoke, The Incident, and Grinch Simpson. Doors at 7 p.m., $15 advance, $25 at the door. Saturday, April the 19th, Big Day, The Time We Died. You have to go see that band. They're a fabulous young rock and roll band, and they're one of my favorites out there right now. The doors at 7 p.m., $12 advance, $15 at the door. Tuesday, April the 22nd, Rock and Roll Disney plus trivia. Rock out to live covers of some of your favorite Disney classics and compete in trivia to win up to $400 in Roxy gift card. Doors at 7 p.m., Wednesday, April the 23rd, next week, Whitco, Our Colorful Demons, The Winter Melon. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. This is a Live Acts Wednesdays event, along with Roxy Live. Thursday, April the 24th, next week, Magenta Wave, Sleepy Gonzalez, Stale, Cascade. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, and $15 at the door. Well, that looks about it for the fabulous Roxy, but remember, on Sundays, they have their regular line dancing. And so check it out, Sunday, April the 27th, and this Sunday. Doors at 9 p.m., line dancing at 9:30. Come down and learn to line dance with instructors and a live band. $6 in advance, $8 at the door. Advance tickets valid until 9:30 p.m. 19 plus for entry. That's about it now for my entertainment week called the What Is On in Vancouver's music entertainment scene this week. This is John in the House saying goodbye. And if you do go to support local music and events around in Vancouver, please leave your keys at home. Do not drink and drive. Find a designated driver or Uber or some other means of transportation, but go out and have fun. This is John the House saying goodbye. Bye. 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 Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was Collision Course. And guess what, folks? Anton is here in the studio live. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, hello.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Anton Seth.
Yes. And the last time we met was in East Van at Grandview Park and brought the whole Collision band together to do the interview on the spot.
Yeah.
No, and you guys were amazing. Okay, tell me about that song that we just played, because you said it was your favorite.
Yeah. So we did that the year before COVID, and it was kind of our first big production. Like, we went out to a studio that was in a cabin and really, like, dialed it in and took our time with it. And the music video was really fun to film. I went blind for a day after being in that pool, like I was saying, from the chlorine and all that. And the music video turned out good. And it was kind of our first big production as a band. So I really enjoyed the whole process throughout that song. So I think listening to it, I just think of that, you know?
Yeah. All right. And we're going to talk about What's My Name. Yes. So what is his name, my people? It's Anton Seth. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about this song.
Yeah. I wrote this song when I was like 16.
No.
And it was up in Dawson Creek and we were just playing pubs all the time. And this song went through, I think, like 10 renditions. And then we finally kind of landed on a fun one with a groovy bass line. And mm-hmm. then we did it in the same sessions we did Run in and released it a little later. And yeah, it's a fun song.
And be back with more Anton Seth. His name, it's Anton Seth, and he's here live in the studio, folks. All right, and just so you know, the sound of Collision Course is like rock, right? And you won't believe this, he switched to pop.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Yeah, I generally kind of calmed down. And then I was writing pop stuff on the side of Collision Course and always was like, oh, maybe I could do this, you know, explore it a little. And I like indie a lot, too. And then when COVID happened, I just really had time to, like, air on it. Mm. And I just had a whole bunch of material built up, so I just went with it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, nice. And then you worked at Hipposonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, Hipposonic Studios. If you're looking to record anything in Mount Pleasant, it's an awesome studio. It's in the old Mount Pleasant, old little mountain building where, like, Dr. Feelgood and by Motley Crue and a bunch of Aerosmith, like all the old 80s hair metal stuff in Van was recorded at. So it's a really legendary, awesome building. And Rob Darch, shout out to him. He's keeping the studio alive and really just cares about the music. And it's a really vibey, comfy, warm recording studio to just like camp down in and make some awesome art in.
Nice. Do they got some cool photos up there?
Yeah. There's some old photos of like Steven Tyler, Vince Neil, Brian Adams, all those guys singing and all that. And No, it's a sweet building where a lot of like my favorite songs have been recorded. Lot of local sweethearts like Mother and Peach Pit record all their stuff there. And I got to work on a session where City in Color was there once, and that was really cool. That's one of my all-time favorites that kind of influences the alternative and indie aspect of my tunes and stuff. So, it's just really awesome place.
Yes, and we're going to hear one of your, solo works, Anton Seth. Not Collision Course, folks. This is Anton Seth. Tell me about It'll Be Better When It's Over.
Yeah, so this is very much in the indie kind of pop realm. It's kind of a melancholic somberness kind of vibe to it, just kind of like looking back on lost time and stuff like that. And I really like capturing an ambience with a track and, you know, just reminiscing kind of thing. That's what this song feels like to me, you know, nice and intimate, but yeah.
Very nice and soothing. I love it. And we're going to talk about female artists now, because here at CJSF, we love to promote female talent. Tell me about Avery Sloan.
Yeah, a local talent that has been in and around the scene for a bit, and I've just heard her tunes. I haven't been fortunate enough to play a show with her yet, but I'm a really big fan of her songs and all that, and this tune in particular, very kind of summer indie vibes, and it's very nice out today, so figured that was a cool vibe.
I could and if I cared, I'd go back in time and get myself. So why are you still in my mind now? I hate you, I do, I do, I do. I hate you, I do, I do, I do. I hate you, I do, I do, I do. I hate you, so why do I still love you?
And we are back with Anton Seth. And guess what, folks? He had red hair back in the day, and it was bright, bright red.
Very
Tell me
bright.
About that.
Yeah, very Elmo red, for sure. Yeah, I was just trying to vary up the style, and the red worked. You know, it was very hard to maintain.
Okay.
So that's why I'm back to brown
now. Back to brown. Is that your first time dyeing your hair?
I had done cheetah print hair in the past.
Print.
Yeah, I did like bleached and then cheetah printed the sides kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That one was surprisingly easier to maintain than the red.
Really?
Yeah. The red was just so bright that it would always fade really quick.
Oh, I see. When you had the red hair, you performed at the shipyards, you performed at the Wild Eye, and you said the Fox?
Yeah. The Fox and the shipyards. The Shipyards Fest was awesome. I played a couple sets. I played another set with Gurley playing guitar for him. And it was a nice busy day. And I went back last year in the crowd kind of thing watching. And it's always a great festival on the North Shore. And, you know, it was great to perform. And hopefully next summer, maybe I'll try to get back there.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Okay, and I was going to talk about, I know you sing, but do you play any instruments?
Yeah. So I play guitar while I sing primarily. I can play pretty much everything else, bass, drums. Drums only a little, though. But when it comes to production, most of the stuff I record myself, and then I hit up some buddies to play drums.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about the song Waiting.
Yeah, this one was just at home kind of flexing the creative muscle, and it was an old song I had, and I was like, oh, man, I should just put this out, you know, why not? And then I did.
Thank you.
Nice. That was Waiting. And just so you know, Anton is inked up. Like, so let's talk about some of your artwork there.
Yeah. I got a few. Mm-hmm.
He actually has one that says Collision Course. Was that one of your first ones or?
That was my first bigger one. I actually have a bunch more on my back
that I started with. Yeah?
First one on my arm that was showing was the Collision Course one.
Okay.
And I'm still stoked I have that.
Yeah. Okay. What's your very first tattoo?
So it's one on my shoulder, and it's a Tool tattoo from the band Tool from the album Lateralis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, love Tool. What's the most recent one?
Most recent, I got this snake on the inside of my arm. Mm-hmm. I have two snakes. I have a lot of friends who are tattoo artists, and I had a friend, his partner was apprenticing, and she moved back to France now.
Okay.
And still tattoos now. Uh-huh. But I think within the first week of her tattooing, I got this and
perfect.
$50 and some poking later.
Sure. Yeah, you could name them if you want. Give them a little shout out to the artist.
Her name is Emily. Don't know what her handle is. I don't even know if she's on Instagram. She went very underground kind of thing.
Okay, no worries. Okay, well, talking about underground, we're going to go above ground to Space Girl. What is this song about?
This was just, I had never written a nice love song kind of thing, like a nice, just sweet, poppy love song. And I wrote this, and I was just like, I'm going to go for it. New genre, new vibe.
Dark side of the moon, I'll be your landing man. You'll hear me coming soon. I'll hold you closely as we drift off into space, as we float away.
3, 2, 1, lift off.
How's your life on Mars? Did you find water there, or are you catching stars?
Very cute. I love it. And I love spacey things. And we were just talking about Fan Expo. Apparently, you've never gone.
No. I always miss it by about a week.
But if you did go, is there anybody that you'd want to see there?
Elijah Wood was there either last year or the year before.
Right.
And I really wanted to meet him and get him to sign some stuff. But or anyone from like all the Marvel movies and stuff like that, like Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I don't know if they go
kind of
thing. But Just
would you dress up too?
I'd get in a wizard outfit or something, or maybe a superhero.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Okay, and we're going to talk about your pets. And guess what? Guess what kind of pets he has, folks? Because it's not a cat and it's not a dog. What is it?
I have two guinea pigs. Me and my girlfriend Emily. They were hers first.
Shout out to Emily.
So I'm a stepfather to two guinea pigs.
And what are their names?
Dumbo and Sally.
Dumbo and Sally. Oh, yeah. It's a boy and a girl.
Both girls.
Oh, they're both girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they're cute little things. They're way smarter than you would think.
Oh.
Yeah, they have personalities and everything. And
okay.
They scream at us for food if we're not on time with feeding them.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the next song here. We're going to do Bleeding Heart. Aw. Yes, tell me about this one.
This was kind of in the same batch of I was writing like Space Girl and stuff like that and trying to get more in touch with the lovey-dovey side and stuff. And along with that, the downsides of, you know, love and adventure. So this one was a bit more about the misadventures of love. But yeah, catchy, fun tune. And my friend Chris Fearon helped produce this. And
She said she loved me down at the disco. How did this happen? I know how this goes.
And I've got a beating heart that bleeds for you. Oh, how did this happen? I was feeling blue. You spent the night, I held you tight. Disco, how did this happen? I know how this goes.
Nice. All right, so Bleeding Heart has a video, and there was other songs that had a video as well. Which ones were they?
Space Girl and Last Words and Bleeding Heart I have music videos for, and they'll be going up within the next couple weeks. They got taken down because I had a Vevo page, and now I don't have a Vevo page, and now it's going to be on a regular good old YouTube page.
YouTube, woohoo! Awesome. Okay, and I was going to talk about something. Oh, I forgot what the heck it was. It was about the video for Bleeding Heart. Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me about the video, because I know we can't see it now, but what was the premise of the, you know?
Yeah. The general premise is basically it's me and a love interest going back and forth, and it's very gimmicky. I had the red hair and stuff, and I'm in kind of a Mr. Rogers outfit, and it moves from set to set just like fighting back and forth kind of misadventures. Yes. There's one where I get my a fake heart ripped out of my chest and stuff. We did a bunch of fake blood, and it was fun, and at the doctor's office and all that. So, yeah, it was fun. We did that at Emily Carr. Nicole Kershaw directed that and set that up. Yeah. She was awesome with it.
Let's talk about the next song here called As Is.
Yeah. I wrote this at 3 a.m. This was when I was working at Hipposonic, mm-hmm. and I had late night access. So after a studio session one night, I was just sitting there and I was like, I have a guitar. I have the ability to put whatever I want.
Oh, nice. That you get to have the range of, wow.
Yeah, it was fun, and just kind of tired 3 a.m. thoughts.
Yes.
So that's this song.
Here's As Is by Anton Seth on CJSF.
Sale, you're goddamn fucking right.
So groovy. So groovy. Yes. At 3 a.m., folks, just making music. That's the way. That's the way. Okay. So let's do some shout outs.
Yeah. Hipposonic, as I was mentioning earlier, awesome recording studio if you can get there. Nathan Doyle is a awesome collaborator, bandmate, producer, great person to work with, has some awesome tunes coming up. Ezra Frankie as well, great local songwriter. And then Bible Girl as well. They're continuing. I was part of that project, and they're all awesome guys, and they're doing some great stuff. And trying to think, Quick Punch and Cat Larceny. They share a couple bandmates. They're all great, awesome bands.
And your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad's a musician as
My
well.
My dad's a drummer and has a restaurant. If you're ever in Dawson Creek up north, Fix Urban Grill is my family's restaurant. It's a good burger.
There you go. Amazing. Okay. And where can people follow you?
I'm Anton.Seth on all social media, on Instagram and Facebook primarily.
Yes.
And Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all that. Bandcamp helps quite a bit. That's the preferred one. I just got all my tunes up there for the first time in a while because I was mainly just doing other ones. But yeah, Anton Seth.
Yes. Okay. And guess what, folks? He lived in East Van. So tell me about the hood.
Yeah. I lived right by the 2400 Motel on Slocan and Kingsway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right I got by, memories there.
Yeah. Right by Church's Chicken. Yeah. I would always walk down to Trout Lake and had a few awesome summers around there and really love East Van. I'm on the North Shore now, but I always try to come back and visit when I can. And play shows and all that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Anton, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Last Words by Anton Seth.
Now I'm living.
This is DJ Meddy signing out. Check out the next show, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye!
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.